A lot of your players were saying that their skating game and their mentality just didn't seem to be they wanted it today. How did you see it?
We have to be prepared to play different kinds of games. I had a difficulty accepting that it just wouldn't be a pretty game from your end to there. So I thought we slowed our game too much looking for that game to develop, and it never does. Didn't spend enough time in the offensive zone, which is what we're really good at. Spent too much time then chasing pucks back to our end of the ice with very poor coverage when we got there.
Can you update us on Brian Little and Mark?
Nothing more than they were both fine to finish the game.
But Mark is getting checked over right now, is he not?
I'm sorry?
Mark is getting checked over right now?
Well, he was checked over on the bench.
Okay.
Yep.
Drew skated before the game, Paul?
I'm sorry, Drew skated this morning, correct?
What, 45 minutes or so?
Yeah. Today would have been his first good tug, right? So we'll hopefully we'll get another one on him here, and if he clears that, then he'd be able to play.
Did you feel you had too many passengers today?
We had a number of players and a big number that weren't at their A game. And our goaltender was really good, again, unfortunately. And then we didn't have a whole lot going up front. I thought Adam's line had a nice bounce back from maybe two or three of their previous games. Not just the scoring, but they were pretty close to being right.
What was your view of the goal that was disallowed?
I felt that Joel was taking an outside track to the tender and he wasn't able to stay out of that contact because of the hit that he took going to it.
What about the hit on Scheifele?
Well, the first thing he hits is his head. I don't know if that falls into the description of principal point of contact being the head.
What will your approach be now to the next week? Is it business as usual? Do you have to do something different in the next little while?
There's a theme there running through our last games, and we've been played a different style of team so that the trading of chances was there. But defensively, we've got lots of room to improve, and an appreciation for the quality of defense you need to play nightly can get better.
Part of that is commitment, or what's the biggest part of that?
Just mindset. You know, we got an awful lot of guys scoring goals, feeling pretty good about their numbers. And most of them, or all of them, didn't come to the National Hockey League as defensive players.
How does a coach know when his team has turned the corner?
Which way?
In terms of maybe taking steps forward.
When every game starts to look the same, you know, regardless of the outcome, that you can count on certain things. But dominance won't be the reason that you think you've turned the corner.